Deplorable Nation, a podcast where your voices can be heard, where things that affect you and your family are important, because it's important to all of us. Every one of us matters and everybody has a voice. We're going to be bringing you news, current events, and throw in a lot of humor. And then you decide for yourself. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Deplorable Nation. I'm your host, as always, Deplorable Janet. This is episode number 33, Counting on a Lie. And today I have the most amazing guest, and I'm fangirling a little bit here. I know he doesn't like to be called a special guest, but anybody that listens to me on the live voice chats and stuff knows that I've been wanting to do this forever. So today, give a huge warm welcome to David Weiss. Mr. Flat Earth, how are you, love?
Janet, thanks for having me in an episode 33. Oh, boy. Yep.
33. Symbolic.
Yeah.
But not in a satanic kind of way.
Hopefully.
So tell everybody like a brief background on you. Like, how did you get into this and what made you... Like, have you always questioned stuff, or did you just like get smacked in the face one day and be like, whoa?
I've always questioned things, but when Flat Earth came up, I didn't question it. I banned people from our social media for even suggesting that I look into it because it's the dumbest thing in the world, right?
Right.
But then I was forced to look into it, and I went into it with a biased attitude to prove it wrong and to prove the globe and just be done with it. And that's when, that's how you become a flat earther. Once you realize what the actual globe model is and what the flat earth model isn't, you know, the flat earth model is not a disc floating right in space like they want you to think. If you Google right flat earth, you end up with the Flat Earth Society. That's total brainwashing garbage put out by the government. Propaganda, disinformation.
Propaganda. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
So once you see what the flat earth really is and you start realizing the importance of it, then everything in your world changes. And it changed in a way where, you know, I started my own business after being in corporate America. I was doing very well and I walked away from it all for this message.
And you know what? I think that is really important to always follow through with what you find. There's a lot of people that are really scared to speak up or to find their voice. So I'm really grateful you're not one of those people. I'm not either. I'm kind of an asshole when it comes to my views. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's, you know, this journey has given me a lot more courage than I ever thought I could have. And I've realized a lot of things in the world, and I couldn't be happier. Though, you know, the world is such an amazing place when you know who you are, what you are, where you live,
100%.
Versus, you know, believing that you're on a random speck spinning through an infinite space vacuum, breaking every law of physics possible in a completely impossible situation. And that's just not the case.
Yeah. And I think it's so interesting because we've been binge watching a lot of your videos and stuff. We have your app, which we're going to talk about later too. But we've been binge watching episodes that are on your site. And the thing that I found interesting is the one that you did the other day. And you had the co-host that had the globe and you told him to read the bottom of it.
Yes.
What does the globe say?
It says on the bottom, there's a sticker that says not for educational purposes, for decorative purposes only. Right now, I'm looking at the Gleason's map, new standard map of the world. It's not new, but it basically is a flat Earth map. And if you look at if you're looking at the east coast of South America, and you wanted to take a boat trip to the west coast of Africa, that's a long trip. That's the very long, long trip. But if you look at a globe, some fool looking at a globe might go, look at that. That's like about 2,000 miles, not even, you know? And you would get lost at sea, and then you'd be able to sue the globe manufacturer. So that's why that's why they do it, because things aren't where they say they are on a globe. And anybody that looks into it will realize that.
Exactly. And that's why I find it so very interesting. And I am definitely on the flat Earth side. Audience, you're going to have to deal with it, because you know me, I'm going to fight for my position. But one of the things that I found most interesting that you do, which you do a lot of videos, so people need to go and check those out. But talking about the lakes and how the lakes stand still,
yeah,
even though they say that the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'll talk about that just real quick for the people that are freaking out, ready to tune out. I have a challenge. I have a Bitcoin for anybody that can give one globe proof after they take my Flat Earth App challenge. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But science, you know, when you say science, that's like you think that scientists are using science. They're not. They're using scientism, which is basically just a religion. Right. And they're not using actual science. Flat Earthers actually use actual science. So science, you know, the Neil deGrasse Tysons and Bill Lai, the lion guy, say that when the Earth, because of its spin, the water bulges at the equator due to the centrifugal force 14 miles high. And I always used to think that was the coolest thing ever. It's like, it makes perfect sense. Spinning ball, you know, it's spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. The water would bulge. But 14 miles high, that's taller than Mount Everest. So the first question is, where's the best viewing spot for that, right? Because nobody's ever seen it. And if you're flying from, let's say, America to South America, you got to cross the equator at some point. So you're flying at 5 miles high. At what point do you have to climb another 10 miles, you know, triple your height just to skim over this hump of water? And the answer is never.
I was going to say, that's a really good question, because there again, even with the things nowadays with COVID and stuff, that's assumptive. They're assuming that that's a possibility. That's not science.
Right. And so then we can look at mountain lakes and, you know, early in the morning before any wind picks up, and they're perfect mirrors. They're not sloshing. They're not leaning because of the spin. They're not bulging. They're perfect mirrors of the mountains above them.
Right.
And that proves there beyond a shadow of a doubt. The other thing is, on the heliocentric model, we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. That's the spin of the Earth at the equator. We're orbiting at 66,600 miles an hour, right, around the sun in a speeding up and slowing down motion over the course of the year. We're shooting through the galaxy or the galaxy at 500,000 miles per hour, and the entire galaxy is moving sideways at 1.2 million miles per hour. But you can go to places like the Georgia guide stones or the Great Pyramids, and there's holes in the stones that line up with the North Star. And then North Star, you look through this long, thin, straw-like hole in a rock, and there's the North Star. It never moves.
Yeah, and that's just really strange to me. And, you know, one of the other things that you had talked about was like when you were real young in school and your professor had water in the bucket that he was spinning around.
My kindergarten teacher.
Yeah. And you were having that discussion. It's the same thing, because if you think about it, 1,000 miles an hour is what, Mach 1?
1.5.
Okay. So why do we not need to hold on? And why is the water not slopping everywhere if that's the case.
Well, the Globe answer is it's because it's only going around once a day. It's like you don't realize the angular the change, and like you don't see the hour hand on the clock moving, and that's going twice as fast. Well, no, its angular size is twice as fast. But it's not, its linear tangential speed is nothing. It's, you know, on a clock because it's tiny. Imagine a merry-go-round that only went around once every 24 hours. You'd barely see it move. It'd kind of be like a clock. You'd probably see it moving very slowly. And you could sit on the outside horse. But now extend that merry-go-round to 100 miles wide, right? So now it's got to go 4 miles an hour. And that's not that fast, right? 4 miles an hour. So you're sitting on the outside horse, you're going 4 miles an hour, but now expand it to 24,000 miles across around. Well, now that horse is going 1,000 miles an hour. Okay. Don't tell me you wouldn't notice that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, none of it makes any sense. And I know a lot of times people are like, oh, it's debunked because, well, gravity, that's what's holding us here.
Well, and because of the word debunked and science, the word science.
Exactly.
Right? They throw these words out. What about physics? I'm like, well, what physics? What science? They can't name any. You know, yeah. I always say to people, some people that, you know, go into this, you already see it. But there's some people that like, at the end of the interview, they're like, well, that was some interesting stuff, Dave, but I still believe the Earth is a globe. And I say, okay, that's nice. I said, can you give me one reason? And they stop, they think, they go, no, but I still believe it.
It's cognitive dissonance. It's because that's what they're always taught to think.
Yeah.
But were they really?
Just to let anyone know that after one of my presentations, if you say, I can't think of any reason that I believe it's a globe, but I still do, that I actually do lose respect for you a lot. just letting you know.
And they know. My listeners know I will spank them personally. So there you go. Yeah, my audience is very, very into questioning, and they don't believe a word that they're told. As far as the propaganda and the narrative pushed and all of that stuff, they're very intelligent. So let me ask you, was there ever a time where they taught something other than the globe theory?
Was there ever a time that they taught something? Yes. All time. Mm-hmm. So the globe theory was introduced not 500 years ago, not 2,000 years ago. It was introduced in the early 1900s. All of our history is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed a woman, a 102-year-old woman named Ruth, back in February of 2020. And she had such a fantastic memory of her childhood. I was interviewing her about the World's Fairs that she had gone to in New York. And I asked her what they taught her in school about the Earth. That's all I said. And she looked at me and she goes, they taught me the Earth was flat, but then they changed it. And we talked to other people from other countries. A woman in Croatia said in the 1930s, all the schools were teaching flat Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we found newspaper articles on microfilm about teachers being persecuted and, you know, threatened with jail for teaching heliocentrism, blasphemy of the ball, right? So all of this entire takeover of our minds happened less than 100 years ago.
So it's around the exact same time that the Rockefellers took over all the educational institutions, medication, the medical complex, the pharmacy, everything. Isn't
this is a complete takeover of our minds. And people are like, what difference does the shape of the Earth make? It's not the shape that matters. It's the lie that matters. Imagine if you were living on a small island and every time somebody turned 40, they disappeared from the island. So you and then you did, all you knew was that island and that's it. So your world is nobody lives past 40 and this is all that there is. Do you think it would be important that you knew the truth, that there was other lands with different rules or no rules and people live longer and there is much more to explore? The answer is, of course. Right. So this world we live in is a fascinating realm, and we are powerful spiritual beings, and they don't want us to know that. They want us to think that we're random accidents flying through an infinite universe, mm-hmm. and that they have power over us when they have none.
Right. And see, that's the same kind of thing where they used to teach, you know, like God created the earth in schools, and then it changed, and then they started teaching evolution. And so it's like everything that they do in the education system is a lie. Everything they push is propaganda. It's complete and total bullshit. And I know for me, I am a huge non-believer in NASA. And I know you have words for NASA.
Yeah, not a space agency. NASA.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the funny things when I was listening to you the other day was talking about the Challenger stuff.
Yeah.
Because so many people, if you haven't heard of it, I know you're going to go look it up. But that was the biggest bunch of fuckery, because all of these people that supposedly died, they're like out in the public, and some of them have even been on crisis scenes, kind of like little David Hogg. And I find that interesting, that that's another one of the narratives that they're selling to the public, is that this happened when NASA's been caught so many times faking launches.
You just have to catch NASA faking once, and then you could unwind it all the way to we never went to the moon. But we've caught them faking everything 1,000 times. So people don't understand that the lie is so big, it's hard to see. And that every space agency in the world, private or public, are all in it together. And it's all to make you think that you can live on a ball. And when the fact is that we are at the center of creation, and there is no balls in space. No, planets don't exist. We do see lights in the sky, but they're within the Earth system, not the Sol Lunar system.
Right. I agree with that. And, you know, you make a very interesting point. And one of the things that I thought about before was an Aleister Crowley thing with the as above, so below business. And I've heard before, and I've watched several different documentaries and stuff where they talk about like the star patterns and the star alignments align completely with the underground dumbs. And I find that really odd that that is like a thing.
The star patterns line up with the dumbs?
With the dumbs, yes.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
Well, and here's something that's strange, because, you know, the Bible talks about the firmament a lot. It's actually mentioned 15 different times in the Bible, starting with Genesis. And so he talks about there being a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from
Page one.
From the waters. But then he also talks about the firmament and divide the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And so when I started thinking about the Aleister Crowley thing, I thought, wow, if you compare that with the Bible, not saying the Bible and Aleister Crowley are the same, because they're not, but I find that interesting, especially lining up with the dumbs comment and the stars, because there are supposedly multiple firmaments.
Interesting.
What do you think about that?
Multiple firmaments over us?
Like different layers of firmaments.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the work of Santos Bonacci, but he talks about the 7 different layers of heaven. And his stuff is amazing. I don't get as deep as he does, but it very well could be. I mean, there could be a world underneath us, a heavenly world above us. There could be, you know, one of the theories that I kind of like, I call it the cosmic egg theory, where It's like the Russian dolls where there's a dome over a dome over a dome over a dome. Mm-hmm. And we have those outer rings outside of us. And maybe in the next outer ring, there's a different sun and a moon. Maybe that sun is Mars and the moon is Venus. And
so what?
Good.
So what do you think about like the sun and the moon? Like, I have to question it, and I have a reason for questioning, especially the sun, because Bill Gates is involved. But we'll talk about that in a second. So what do you think about like the sun and the moon?
Like, what are they? Sometimes I go outside and I scream at the sky, saying, "What are you?" They don't behave like physical objects. Physical object you can triangulate between two people, you know, and more people you use to triangulate something, the tighter a fix of its position you get. But the more people you use in different positions to triangulate the sun or the moon, the farther off your calculation gets because everybody sees it in a different position. So what is the sun? I think the sun is a piece of God, or, you know, the soul of God. And I think that the stars are pieces, are our souls, and souls are all part of God also. And that like we are having this physical experience here with a soul that, you know, when it's not here on earth, it's up in the heavens above. So, you know, you can, if you looked into astral theology, I think they call it, where you look at this, the sun in the sky versus the son of God, there's so many things they have in common. They die and rise at the same time. And, you know, if you and I were at the beach watching the sunset, we're standing 50 feet apart, you're going to see the sun walking on the water to your feet as you're standing at the edge of the water. And I'm going to see the sun glaring across the water to my feet, and neither of us can see the other person. So we might be having a personal relationship with the sun as it walks on the water.
See, and I want people to understand, and you're going to understand more in a second, but people who listen to me all the time know I'm real big into energy and energy fields and you know, the power, healing power, energy, and stuff like that. Now, here's why I said it's very concerning to me, especially the sun. So thinking about what you just said and going to this, Bill Gates partnering with Harvard to block out the sun. Bill Gates is a demon from the pits of hell. And why would you want to block out the sun if the sun is what they really tell us it is, where we have to have the sun for, you know, plant life and, you know, a warmth and all that stuff, even though we're real concerned about global warming, climate change and all that, but they're partnering together and have been for years to block it out.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Kind of like they're partnering to remove God from everyone's lives or any kind of spirituality, unless it involves Satan.
That is the whole idea of the heliocentric soul lure system. They're stealing your soul. They're hiding God, because there's a passage in the Bible that basically says, once you see my creation, you can no longer deny my existence. Exactly. So they don't want people in a world where they can't deny God. So they're hiding God and making you feel like, you know, like you're helpless and alone.
And, you know, you talked about before, which I think is super duper important, that finding out the truth, whether it be flat earth or anything else that's, you know, basically been a complete and total lie and sham your entire life, it leads you to a more peaceful place. Because you're like, well, now I know that I'm intelligent and I can think for myself again, and I'm no longer a prisoner, and like all the bad stuff is released.
Right. Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of. Nuclear bombs don't exist. The asteroids right. don't exist. Global warming is not man-made. It's not a thing. You know, we're not going to run out of dinosaur juice because that's another scam. That's another, you know, abiotic product of the earth. We shouldn't even be using right. it because there's free energy everywhere. Right. They don't want us knowing that you know, there's no food shortage. We live in a world where you can take a seed that's been in your garage for 50 years, stick it in the dirt, then water will actually fall from the sky, all right? And it will food mm-hmm. will grow out of the ground, all right? That's an incredible world that we live in. And they don't want people to know that.
Right. Well, and plus they want to dumb you down to the point. Do you ever see the movie Idiocracy?
The documentary?
No, it was just a movie.
Yes, the documentary.
Yes.
Idiocracy, the documentary. Yes, I've seen it.
Related to nowadays where it's like people are so just beneath themselves and just so.
We're there.
Like, yeah, we're living in and idiocracy. It's like, hey, here's the seed. I just found this. But it's not growing. I don't know why. I don't know. You're pouring like Mountain Dew kind of shit on it. I wonder why it's not growing.
You're supposed to pour Gatorade on it, I think.
Yeah. And it's like one of those. Yeah, that's definitely the push. And who's pushing that? Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where like all of the worlds collide where they're, you know, you are on board with flat earth or you're on board with other stuff. You're learning. And kudos to the people that keep learning because that is so important because they hate it when you wake up. But once you know, you can't unknow.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it. So that's the thing. The problem is they have people so brainwashed that they refuse to look.
Yeah, well, and you're always going to have that. And I get that question all the time, like, how do you wake people up? Like, what do you say to them? And I'm like, there is no one size fits all answer for that because some people are completely unreceptive to certain things that it wouldn't matter what you showed them or told them, they won't believe you. Start with little small things that you think that they would like listen to, like, you know, child sex trafficking or, you know, whatever. You don't have to skip to like flat earth or baby eating adrenochrome, stuff like that. But how do you deal with that with people, especially when you're trying to educate on flat earth and taking your mind back to a, you know, you learned this really in third grade science class. Like, how do you not remember this? So how do you deal with people that have that cognitive dissonance with flat earth?
Well, you know, not everybody here is meant to wake up and it's not our job to wake them up. Now, there are plenty of people that want to wake up that just don't know there's a question there because they've been so brainwashed. So I offer the information and those that just don't want to wake up, that's all right. I can quickly identify them. And I move on. I don't force it down anyone's throat, but I put enough right. questions out there where anybody that asks me a question, they're going to get an answer. And, you know, my app has really helped a lot of people wake up and it's given people the tool that they need to wake up their family and friends. They gift them the app and they say, listen, take the app challenge, watch the daily video every day for 2 weeks. And if you can come up with one proof of the globe, you get a Bitcoin. And if you can, you also will get me to stop blabbing about flat earth because you prove the globe. Mm-hmm. And right. people take the challenge and then they become flat earthers. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny was right before this show today, I happened to be on Instagram and I shared your app on Instagram and somebody immediately messaged me and was like, oh my God, thank you, because I've been looking for something to explain this and to nice. Like look at moon positions and stuff like that. And I'm like, there you go.
Hey,
it's like perfect timing.
I have, I'm actually adding a feature. You have the app, right? You've had yes. it for a while. So yep. I'm adding a feature where you can voice command and say, go to July 16th, you know, whatever year, whatever. And it'll immediately jump to that date. So you can see where the moon is, where the moon was at your birth or your birthday, whatever. So you can see what zodiac the moon is in. Do you think that's a useful feature?
I think that is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, because anything you can do voice command wise, because, you know, people are lazy. Yeah. I love you all, but yes, sometimes people are very lazy. But yes, I think that's fantastic.
That's also how they got away with this, because the globe, believing in the globe, is the laziest thing on earth. All you got to do is go, okay, let's go get drunk, right? You believe it. You hear something about the globe, and you're like, okay, and now your whole day is free. But if you hear something about flat earth, you got to look into it. It's going to take you a long time. It's not easy.
And then you're literally camping on your couch for like ever.
Right. Well, another beautiful thing about flat earth is you're never bored. You're never bored. Once you see flat earth, if you got, you know, you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with insomnia, you're like, cool, I got 5 hours before I got to talk to anybody. And you could actually do some research.
So, you know, we had something weird. Okay, so not too long ago, we were supposed to have the planet alignment and everybody was supposed to see it. At my house, we did not. But here's what we have seen, and it's been so messed up. Like, we live out in the middle of nowhere in the country. And several times, we have seen, like, the moon rise, and then it'll start going across the sky, and it literally twice now has stopped and reversed in the opposite.
Moon.
Yes, the moon reversed in the opposite course. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, I know there's not enough beer on the planet for me to imagine that. My husband saw it too. And we're just like, what in the world is going on? And then it sat there for a few minutes, and then it traveled on the regular course.
So listen, I'm not doubting that happened, but is it possible that the clouds were just drifting by, giving you that illusion, like
there
when a car is passing you?
There was none.
All right, nice. Interesting.
You know, we're not the only ones that saw that, because I posted about that, and our listeners are like, you know what? We just witnessed the same thing. Now, to me,
that's... there'll be signs in the heavens, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Very strange. So let me ask you a question. And this may sound really far-fetched or insane. Do you ever see, like, the stars and the night sky being, like, a planetarium when you are in school?
Absolutely.
Because I think about that all the time, because especially out here, it's clear in the sky 99% of the time. We live out in the middle of nowhere, so there's like nothing to obstruct the view. There's very rarely ever any clouds. And we'll sit there and watch, and you know, they tell you that the stars are supposed to move because, of course, we're in a ball that's moving, right? And I look up and I'm like, literally, I have not seen them move. They're in the same position. I can go outside and be like, okay, well, that's the same position it's been in for months and it's not going anywhere. And I just feel like I was sitting in the high school planetarium again.
Is there a question in there?
I wondered if you ever got that sensation as well. Because to me, it's just weird.
Well, the stars, you know, they reset every night and every year. They just go round and round. There's no parallax ever. You know, if you do star trails, a time lapse, if we were moving in all these directions, some of those stars would cross due to parallax, but
right,
it never happens. So
exactly.
You know, you go out tonight and chart where the stars are at whatever time, the next year or 10 years, the same night, same time, those stars will be in the exact same position. Mm-hmm. That's impossible on a spinning ball flying through an infinite
exactly.
beehive galaxy.
Exactly. And that's why I want people to really think when you're thinking about this, don't just dismiss it because
here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's so frigging clear. It's unbelievable. You don't even have to think that hard. The problem is the programming. People are unwilling to think even just a little bit. The two things that globe believers have in common is one, they don't understand what the heliocentric model is because it's insane. And the other thing is they have a false belief in what flat earthers think the flat earth is. They think it's a disc floating in space when it's not. We're a pond on a plane.
Right. Now, explain that to people because this is what really got me after all of the documentaries that we watched. I was like, okay, yeah, no, that did it.
So we've been programmed to think that, you know, the flat earth is a turn up floating in space, you know, with dirt underneath it or a disc. And that's not the case at all. If you get to the edge, you know,
did you
fall off.
Did you just say turnip?
A turnip, yeah.
Oh, bleh, gross. Okay, anyway, go on.
But like when you pull a turnip out of the ground, it's got a flat top and it's got the, you know, the core of the earth. It's just nonsense.
Grossest vegetable ever. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
So they want you to believe that's what it is. And, you know, Game of Thrones, the ice wall and the little guy said he wants to piss off the end of the world, right? That's all right. Mind control. I kind of believe that Game of Thrones was literally made for that one line alone, because that one line alone gives you a false concept of what the flat earth is. The flat earth is like a pond. Think of what a pond is. A pond or lake is where water accumulates in the low spot in the land, and then the edge of the lake is just where the land is higher than the surface of the water. It's the container, right? You can't take a bath without a container, because if you didn't have the bathtub, the water would just go everywhere. But the bathtub is the container. The edge of the lake, the land that surrounds the lake, is the edge of the container. So expand that out to all of the world's oceans being a giant lake. All of the continents are surrounded by water, but all of that water is surrounded by land. And that land is the highest land on earth. It's higher than all of the level of the oceans of the world. That land is called Antarctica.
Right.
Antarctica is probably bigger than all of the continents and all of the oceans combined. We don't know how far it goes because it's off limits to everybody.
Right. Which should be another indicator for people to be like, what the actual, you know what, when you are not allowed to travel there, you can't send teams down there to explore. You can't send scientists, wink, wink, to look into things. Anytime they shut down travel, exploration, thought process, you know, you're 100% bullseye over the target.
So to those people that are now going, wait a minute, you can't go to Antarctica. You know, I went. I know somebody that went. So go look up. You'll see how many companies that you can find that offer a sightseeing tour of Antarctica. And there's 10 or 15 of them, I think, or there were last time we checked. But look into the who owns those companies. They're all owned by the same people. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's really
like
one
our
company.
Media.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll spend, you know, $10,000 to $30,000 to go there just for a couple of days. They'll bring you literally to that little peninsula off of Santiago, and they'll show you some icebergs and some penguins, and then they'll show you a ceremonial South Pole, but you can't confirm whether it's really the magnetic South Pole because compasses don't work, which proves that it's not. GPS doesn't work out there. So, and that's it. Then they kick you out. So you saw nothing. Right? Nobody is independently allowed to explore beyond the 60th parallel, which is 1,000 miles from Antarctica to start with.
Right.
So that's it. And that goes, you're not even allowed to question the treaty until the year 2041. And at that point, they'll kick it down the road another 60 years.
Yeah, of course they will, because that's what our government is famous for. So I know that we're on a time crunch today because you have another show to do after this, but tell everybody about your app. What's it called and where can they get it?
So it's called the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. And it's by Blue Water Bay. If you just search in the Android or Apple App Store, you can just search Flat Earth Clock. It'll come right up. But there you got to watch out. There's a free version by like the Flat Earth Society people that are trying to gatekeep your mind on Android. Yeah. So if you get that one, it has bad information. And so don't send me an email telling me my app sucks, because that's not my app. Right. Just remember, it's by Blue Water Bay. Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. Type in Flat Earth, it should be the top hit. excuse me. And what it does is it shows you how everything works, how seasons work, how the sky is the perfect clock. It's an awesome clock. It's really a lot of fun.
It is.
And every day in the bottom left-hand corner, there's a new thumbnail will pop up automatically with a new video selected by me. And those videos will really teach you about Flat Earth. And this is where the challenge comes in. I say, watch that video every day for 2 weeks. And then if you can come up with one Flat Earth proof, you get a Bitcoin. But before you send me that, there's a little question mark button. Hit that, and up come the top 21 questions. Like, what about boats over the horizon? What about seasons? What about, why would they lie? What about sunsets over the ocean? What about the Coriolis effect? Click that, and up come a huge playlist of videos that Google won't serve you, because they don't want you seeing this information. You know, it's a lot harder to find them. So do that, and then you realize that your question was, a Flat Earth 101 question, and then you could try to think of another question. But by the time you're done, you will end up being a Flat Earther. Does a lot of other things too. It has, check out the t-shirt shop in there if you want to find some cool Flat Earth t-shirts. The app is $2.99, so you're buying me a half of a warm beer in an empty bar with fiberglass surrounding, separating us from everybody. And that's it. It's a lot of fun. And if you're not unsure, because, hey, I never bought an app before, just read the reviews. You'll see that everybody loves the app, except for a couple people. There's a couple trolls in there, or someone will be like, my phone from 2004 doesn't work. Well, yes, you need Android 8.0 or iPhone 6 or better.
Right. And I will tell you, Greg and I have it, and it's amazing and it's fantastic. There's so much information on there, and there's so much stuff that we did not get to today. My bad, my fault, because.
That's all right. Let's do another. Let's do a follow-up.
I'm a tech retard, and everyone knows that. So, but this is all a mind control and fear thing. It's fear porn, just like COVID and all the other horseshit vaccinations. Everyone's going to die if they don't mask and all that other shit. So people know that. So where can they find you at on social media?
The Facebook page that has the most stuff, my website and my podcast available on all podcast players is by the same name, The Flat Earth Podcast. And my YouTube channel, which I have lots of short videos, most of them are under 5 minutes, is just the initials for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, DITRH, the initials for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. But the best place to support me and basically figure it all out is the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, available on Android and Apple.
Fantastic. And we are definitely going to have to do a part two. I want to swipe you and steal you and pick your brain about a lot of stuff. So anyway, for me and for David, we will see you next time, and have a fantastic day.
All right.